One Man's Family, brought to you, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, Tabsin, and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Henry and Fanny in their bedroom.
There, Henry. I've got your bed all ready. Get in.
But it's only 8 o'clock. I can't go to sleep this early.
You can rest.
Fanny, you're up to something. There's something about all this that makes me suspicious.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, an article in the February Reader's Digest entitled Science Vindicates Antihistamines says, in effect, that medical science has finally established once and for all that antihistamines are helpful in relieving the symptoms and misery of a cold, and suggests that the question for people to decide now is which brand to buy. You remember that the Medical and Research Department of Miles Laboratories has maintained from the first that Tabsin, the improved antihistaminic compound formula, while not a cold cure, does provide a very large majority of people with a new type of relief from the symptoms and misery of a cold. Speaking for Miles Laboratories, we welcome the expressions of confidence in antihistamines by national magazines in feature articles. Articles that report what we at Miles Laboratories have said all along about antihistamines. We put the Tabsin formula on the market, and antihistamine plus other ingredients, because we knew it was good, and we're happy to see that other people think so too. Yes, Tabsin does provide a kind of relief from the symptoms and misery of a cold that was not available to the public before. That's Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, the bright red tablets in the bright red package, sold in drugstores everywhere. Chapter 17, Book 83. Promptly after dinner this evening, Fanny prevailed upon Henry to get ready for bed. She convinced the head of the house of barber that he was tired after another strenuous day at the real estate office. He fussed a bit about retiring at 8 o'clock, but he's in his nightshirt now, all ready to get into a neatly turned down bed. His reading lamp is on, and Fanny has just propped up his pillows.
There. Doesn't that look inviting?
Never be able to go to sleep this early.
I don't expect you to go to sleep, Henry. I've got it all fixed so you can read. Now, come on. Get in. Put your legs in so I can cover you up. That's it. There now. That enough covers?
Do nicely, thank you. When are you coming to bed?
Oh, I won't be late.
Why don't you come now?
I have some things to do yet this evening. It's only 8.
Well, then what am I doing here? If it's too early for you, it's too early for me.
Now, we're not going to go all over that again. I haven't been working myself into a state of collapse the way you have.
Nonsense.
Now, what would you like to read, Henry? I've put several magazines and books here on your nightstand.
Here it is. I can reach them.
Well, I'll go on downstairs then so you can be quiet and rest.
Fanny, are you up to something?
Hmm?
There's something about this that makes me suspicious.
Of what?
I think I'm being maneuvered. Getting me in bed after dinner this way.
You admitted you were tired, didn't you?
Well, not enough to be treated like an invalid.
Well, it isn't going to hurt you to get a little extra rest.
Yes, evasive.
Oh, Henry.
I'll tell you this much. If you have an idea in the back of your mind that you're going to keep me from going to the office in the morning, you'd better give it up, because I've got to be there.
We'll see, Henry.
See what?
Now, you just read and enjoy yourself. I'll be back up pretty soon, see if you're all right.
All right. Why shouldn't I be?
Yes?
You wanted on the phone, Mom.
Oh, thank you, Clifford.
How are you feeling, dear?
Who's on the phone, Clifford?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm expecting Jack, Mom. If he comes, tell him I'm up here with Dad.
Well, don't tire your father.
I'll only stay a minute.
I won't be long, Henry.
Clifford, what's this all about?
What, Dad?
There's an undercurrent, say, of secrecy going on here, and I think your mother is at the bottom of it.
Well, she's been a little worried about the way you've been working, Dad.
Well, I'm old enough to take care of myself.
Oh, yeah, sure, but you have been kind of overdoing, don't you think?
Well, you can't run a business in absentia. When I take on something, I intend to see it through.
Dad, I feel awful guilty that I haven't kept on there at the office, but, well, the way Harper acted and all, it just made it pretty impossible for me to go on with it. I mean, it...
Yes, I understand, Clifford.
But I certainly don't want you to keep this pace up.
Now, let me make this perfectly clear. I am not jeopardizing my health.
Well, Mom feels that...
Well, as far as you are concerned, there's no point in your stewing over the situation. You were unhappy with the business, and there's nothing to be done about it. Of course, I'm sorry that it's turned out this way, naturally, but in my heart, I can't hold you responsible. As your mother says, I more or less pushed you into it.
Oh, it isn't that. If it hadn't been for Harper, everything would have worked out fine, I think.
But your interest is gone now. And if you are really earnest about studying law, as you seem to be at present, why, perhaps it's just as well. Yes. Jack's giving you a good deal of help, is he?
Oh, he's been swell about it. He's coming over again tonight. We're going to have a session together.
Yes.
But, gosh, Dad, I hate to have you slaving like this if it's going to...
Yes. Come in.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Jack.
How are you, my boy?
Are you feeling sort of rocky, Dad?
Who told you I was feeling rocky?
Mom said you'd gone to bed, and
I'm in bed for one reason only, because your mother insisted on it, and it was simpler to give in to her than to protest against it any longer.
Okay, Dad.
I'm not ill, not ailing, not exhausted. I'm lying in this bed out of deference to a woman's caprice. And if I hear any more references to my physical condition, I shall get up and dress.
I surrender.
Yeah. Where is your mother?
Downstairs.
Yeah. What's she doing?
Oh, nothing. She'll be up in a little while, Dad. Well, come on, Cliff. Let's get going on this law seminar.
Okay, I'm all ready.
Take it easy, Dad.
Yes, yes.
We'll see you later. Yeah. Go ahead, Jack.
Brother, he's really going to blow up when Dr. Thompson walks in.
Quiet, he might hear you. Let's go in my room. Come on.
I was kind of worried when Mom told me the doc was coming. Said he phoned to see if everything was okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, you got your room all set up for us, huh?
Mm-hmm. Have a chair. I think I'll leave my door open. I want to say hello to Dr. Thompson when he comes up.
Yeah. Well, I feel better after talking to Dad. Seems full of fire.
Yeah, but Mom's worried about him. So it's a good idea to have the doc check, see if everything's all right. She was afraid to tell Dad she'd called the doctor. She thought he might run out on her before he got here.
Probably would. Mom's pretty cute. She played it safe by getting Dad in bed.
Yeah. Sure hope there's nothing wrong with him. I'd feel like it was my fault. Jack, do you think I'm doing right?
What do you mean?
Giving up that business and trying to study law?
Well, there's no use kidding yourself, Cliff. This law isn't easy. It's going to be a long, tough haul.
Yeah, I'm finding that out. So what the heck is a tort, anyway? Reading one of these books here, and it just assumes that I ought to know about torts, and I don't. What are they?
Well, it's dangerous to give definitions in law, because there's so many qualifications to what you might say. But in general, a tort is a violation of an individual right. Tort is used to describe a branch of law where a person seeks redress of injuries which are neither crimes nor the result of a breach of contract. In other words, when you sue in tort, it's a civil proceeding growing out of a violation of your right of property, reputation, so forth. See?
I guess so. Then a tort is not a crime.
Well, that's where you can get into one of those qualifications. In some cases, torts can be crime. Assault, for example. But, as I say, if you start getting in all the shadings, you'll just get confused.
Yeah. You think I'll ever get all this stuff straightened around in my head?
To be absolutely honest with you, I don't think you're going about this right, Cliff.
Why?
You'll never get anywhere by trying to learn a lot of rules. You got to do it the hard way, by starting at the bottom and building a foundation by reading cases. In law school, we read thousands of actual cases, and from those, the rules and the way the law operates evolve gradually. There's no shortcut to it.
Well, what'll I do then?
Well, if you want to proceed on this casebook method...
Oh, excuse me. I think I heard Mom and Dr. Thompson coming upstairs. I'll take a look.
Yeah.
That means the fireworks are about to begin. Hi.
There's a conspiracy going on here in the hall.
Dr. Thompson?
Jack and Clifford have been studying.
I'll talk to you later. I've got to go in here and beard this old lion first. Let's see. This is your bedroom door, if I remember correctly, Fanny.
Yes, Doctor. Shall I go in with you?
No, you'd better let me see him alone first. Be harder to handle if you're there.
Well, good luck.
I won't take any of his nonsense. Huh? Get out of here! Well, Henry...
Honey!
I told Fanny to stay out of here till I got through looking at you.
So this is what she's been up to. Yeah, I'm getting out of this bed.
Now, just a minute. Stay right where you are.
There's nothing wrong with me, I tell you.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Yeah, you're wasting your time, so don't start getting out that stethoscope or any of that other quack paraphernalia of yours. I'm a well man, and no old fraud is going to convince me to the contrary.
All right, all right. I'll just sit here and talk to you a minute till you calm down. Just relax now. I'm not going to do anything.
Don't trust you.
Look here, you old curmudgeon. Benny tells me you're trying to get yourself off working at that fool real estate office.
Nonsense.
What's the matter with you, anyway? Thought you bought that place for Clifford.
Didn't work out.
Well, why not?
You wouldn't understand even if I tried to explain it to you. Which I have no intention of doing because it's none of your business.
Well, your health is my business. And the first thing you know, I'll be sending an ambulance for you and carting you off to the hospital.
You'll never get me inside another hospital.
I'm not so sure about that. Oh, be reasonable, Henry. You're too old to be working 9-10 hours a day. You're not broke, are you?
No, but you're not getting paid for this call, I promise you that.
Now, listen to me. Is there any reason in the world why Clifford shouldn't be doing that work? He's been in good health, hasn't he?
Well, health's fine, as far as I know. Fanny thinks he isn't strong, but...
Oh, Fanny coddles him. I'm going to have a talk with him before I leave here tonight.
Now, just stay out of this, Fred. I'll work this out in my own way. Everything will be all right, believe me.
I wish I could believe you, Henry. But I know this much. You can't keep on going the way you are. If you do, you'll crack.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Alka-Seltzer, first, fast, and always. Do you sometimes eat too much and as a result suffer the discomfort of acid indigestion? Well, when that happens, take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, Alka-Seltzer for relief of acid indigestion. Just drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water, watch while it fizzes and dissolves, then drink the sparkling, refreshing solution. See how fast Alka-Seltzer can relieve the distress of acid indigestion. Take it to reduce excess gastric acidity. Remember, Alka-Seltzer for relief from acid indigestion. Fast-acting, always dependable. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer. First, fast, and always. Here's the family again.
Clifford, your father tells me you're trying to study law now.
Yeah, I am, Dr. Thompson.
Now, how long do you think that'll last?
Huh? What do you mean by that?
I mean this. Don't you think it's about time you stopped fooling around and got hold of yourself?
Remember, friends, if you feel a cold coming on, for fast relief from your misery, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin. Now at all drugstores. Tabsin is the improved antihistaminic tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the aches and pains of a cold and reduce the fever of a cold. That's Tabsin. T-A-B-C-I-N, for colds. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at drugstores everywhere. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Clifford makes another decision. Chapter 18, Book 83. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto. Many millions in Europe and Asia do not have enough to eat. You can help them by sending a care package. President Truman, Herbert Hoover, and General Eisenhower have endorsed CARE, calling it a person-to-person expression of international goodwill. CARE is a non-profit organization, and because of its large volume, it can send more per dollar. To order a CARE package, just send $10 to CARE, New York, or send $5.95 for the new budget package. That's CARE, CARE,